My dear friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the best form of zikr is the zikr of kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah there will be some people who will come and their faces will be shining like the full moon. How we see the moon 14th night, it is so full and beautiful and shining bright. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the faces of some people shine on the day of Qiyamah. That is why we say that in this dunya, it doesn't matter what is the color of our skin, because that is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, He made people different colors. It is to show the greatness of His power, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power of making human beings in so many different ways. And having the color of your skin doesn't matter in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What matters is the piety and righteousness. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was from Africa, from Abyssinia, and the other people in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were Arabs, some were from Persia, Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from Europe, he was white. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not look at their colors and say, okay, because this person is white and that person is not white, so this one is better than that one. We find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never looked at the colors of people. Everyone was beloved to him. And Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so beloved to him that he made him the muazzin of his masjid. What a high honor and position was given to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And those people who are the muazzins of the masjids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a very special rank. In the hadith it is mentioned, أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَانَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ. The people who will have the highest, the longest necks, meaning those who will have the most amount of status and position on the day of Qiyamah will be the muazzins. We see the muazzins in most of the masjids. They may be poor people. Maybe they're not the very, very wealthy in the community, but they are wealthy in Akhirat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a very high rank and position in the Akhirat. So therefore, what is most important is, in this dunya it doesn't matter what is the color of our skin, but our face must shine on the day of Qiyamah. Then we will say that a person is successful. Maybe a person didn't have a very white skin in this world, but on the day of Qiyamah his face will shine like the full moon. And another person was very bright white, but on the day of Qiyamah that person's face will be black with the evil deeds and kufr that person was involved in. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that some people will come on the day of Qiyamah and their faces will be shining like the moon. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these people will not be Anbiya, nor will they be Shuhada. Because for Anbiya alayhi salam and Shuhada, oh, their faces will be very, very bright. These will be ordinary people. And what will be the good deed they did? They will do one good deed, and that is every day they will read Kalima Tayyiba La Ilaha Illallah 100 times. Any person who reads Kalima Tayyiba La Ilaha Illallah 100 times every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person's face shine like the moon on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all make intention now, inshallah, that every day we will read at least 100 times La Ilaha Illallah. And if we read more, it is better. But at least 100 times we will read La ilaha illallah. 100 times we will read Allah. 100 times we will read Astaghfirullah. And 100 times we will read any salawat or durood, like sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh, wa sallallahu ala nabi ummi. Oh, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Whatever. But at least 100 times we should try and read the salawat or durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All will do inshallah. Allah accept our intention. Make a strong intention, my dear brothers, that like how we have to have our food every day, like that we also have to have our food of zikr every day inshallah. أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned la taqumu sa'a hatta la yuqal fil ardi Allah Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let the day of Qiyamah come until even one person somewhere in the whole world is just saying Allah Allah. Till then Qiyamah will not come. But when nobody is left in this world to say Allah Allah, then that means that Qiyamah will come. So this is the power of Allah's name, my dear friend, is so great that even Qiyamah will not come when Allah's name is in this world. But when Allah's name is not in this world, then this world will be destroyed and Qiyamah will come. So when we will have Allah's name in our life, and we will have Allah's name in our heart, and we will have Allah's name on our tongues, then we can imagine how much of goodness and barakat we will have. So therefore we should also make the zikr of Allah. Like we make kalima, zikr of kalima tayyiba, we should make the zikr of Allah's name. Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Shanuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,